Rights Hour brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This is Pete Kennedy. I'm an attorney and president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to protect the right of farmers and consumers to engage in direct commerce. Through litigation and working on legislation at the state and federal level, the fund works to protect these rights. Our website is located at www.farmtoconsumer.org. And on our website, you can find membership applications for farmer and consumer memberships. Okay, in this time slot each Saturday, you're going to hear myself and other members of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund Board talk about issues relating to your right to obtain and consume the foods of your choice. It boils down to who controls your food choices. Is it you or the government? There are two food systems in this country, the industrial food system and the local food system. The governments and laws in this country favor industrial food. What the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund can do is to level the playing field and prevent government from grinding down small farmers and depleting their resources. Tonight we have a special guest on the Food Rights Hour, Sally Fallon Morrell, president of the Weston Price Foundation, and more than any other individual, the one responsible for the founding of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We will be taking your calls tonight. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Sally will be on in the next segment of the show, but first, I would like to begin by talking about S-510, the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act. It's an act our organization is strongly opposed to, and it looks like right now a vote could take place on S-510 on Monday night. Some interesting developments have taken place in the past week. Industrial agriculture, a number of groups associated with industrial agriculture have come out in opposition to S-510 because of the inclusion of the Tester-Hagen Amendment, an amendment which will exempt small farmers and producers grossing under $500,000 a year from some onerous provisions of the bill. In addition, the Tea Party and the Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul's libertarian group, have recently taken up opposition to the bill. Our problem with our meaning of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund's problem with S-510 is not only the additional power the bill will give FDA, but the additional funding it will give it as well. FDA's agenda is basically pro-pasteurization, pro-irradiation, pro-GMO, pro-sterilized food. Unfortunately, the way with their current powers, they have enough authority to carry out this agenda, and since what they need mainly is more funding, and since the current administration took over, they have increased FDA's funding, and I'm going to get into more what FDA is up to with just the powers they have right now, and I'll get to that after the break. Listening to the Food Rights Hour, sponsored by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Pete Kennedy back with you on the Food Rights Hour. We will be taking calls later in the show. And first, I want to get back to pick up where I left off before the break and talk about S510. It's FDA... has received an increase in funding from the Obama administration, and it seems like the past several months they've focused putting some of their resources to investigating and inspecting a raw cheese manufacturers. There was a story in the New York Times earlier this month about the fact that FDA has inspected over 100 cheese plants making raw, mainly making soft cheese, and that 24 of them have tested positive for Listeria. Out of those 24, there have been reports of illness from one single plant. And the reason this is important when it gets to the issue of freedom of food choice is that Listeria is a bacteria that can sometimes be harmful or pathogenic, can be harmful to human health, but often is not. And the thing is, if you look long enough, there is a likelihood that Listeria will be found in an environmental testing. If that is the case, FDA can pressure a firm into a voluntary recall and bring charges for adulteration due to unsanitary conditions. If the producer refuses the request for a voluntary recall, FDA will can and will issue a public advisory telling the general public not to consume the product. With the bigger firms, they can write this off as the cost of doing business, but this has the for the smaller firms, this has the potential to cripple a business when there has been no injury. And right now, there is a business that Estrella Creamery in Washington that makes award-winning cheese that FDA has actually executed a seizure order against. So, and in the meantime, the Estrellas have been prohibited from making any cheese. They've been have not made cheese for almost 3 months now. So, what you have here is, we believe there are several targets for FDA: raw milk, raw cheese, and supplements. That they will be that they have on their agenda to reduce the supply on the marketplace as much as possible. And when it comes to these positive pathogen tests for a bacteria like Listeria, which there are many subtypes of, many of them could be of no threat to human health, but whether they're a threat to human health or not, FDA still puts pressure to execute on the producer to execute a voluntary recall. So if what you will get with this food safety bill is mandatory recall power, where FDA will be able to pull these products off the market, whether they actually contain a bacteria that a type of a bacteria like Listeria that is capable of causing human illness. But even if the food safety bill was not did not pass, you can see the power FDA has to cripple these small businesses, and with this additional funding they are getting it. I think they're growing numbers of people that believe FDA does not want to see any raw cheese on the market. But that's, like I said, the vote should take place on Monday night. So just if you haven't contacted your senator already, I urge you to contact him and tell them you are opposed to S510. It is will give additional power and money to an agency that cannot be trusted with the power and resources they currently have. And to find out the contact information to your senator, you can go to www.congress.org. Okay. I mentioned the first segment that Sally Fallon Morrell will be tonight's special guest. Sally is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, a nonprofit tax-exempt charity dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense food to the American diet through education, research, and activism. WAPF is the leading advocacy group for raw milk. Sally wrote Nourishing Traditions, a combination nutrition cookbook that has sold hundreds of thousands of copies with little promotion, if any, in the mainstream media. And most relevant to our organization, Sally is the person most responsible for the founding of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And she's really been one of the leaders in this country of a food revolution where more people are buying products such as raw milk, grass-fed meats, and pastured poultry direct from the farm. Sally, welcome to the program.
Hi, Pete. Thank you for having me.
Before we get started talking about the Legal Defense Fund, why don't you give the listeners some background and some more information on the Weston A. Price Foundation?
All right. The Weston A. Price Foundation was founded in 1999 by myself, Dr. Mary Enig, and some other very concerned health practitioners. And our number one mission is to provide accurate information about nutrition. And isn't nutrition the number one subject we have today, and so much confusion about it? Dr. Enig and I were particularly concerned about the promotion of low-fat diets, the demonization of animal fats like butter and lard, especially when it applies to pregnant women and growing children, because these fats are so critical for normal growth. The foundation is named after Weston Price, who was a dentist. He wrote a wonderful book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, which chronicles his studies of healthy traditional cultures all over the world. He wanted to know he wanted to answer to the question, what is a healthy diet? And the way he determined health was to look at people's teeth. He found 14 cultures that had excellent dental health, and by that I mean very few cavities, if any. Some cultures he found had zero cavities. And also very good structure of the mouth, naturally straight teeth with a broad face. And if he found these as something that was very easy for him to determine, he could assume, and this is a correct assumption, that the people were healthy overall, not just in their mouths, but in the entire body. When he looked at the diets of these healthy people, now, you know, they some were in groups were in the tropics and some were in the frozen north and some were in Europe. So obviously the specific foods that they used were quite variable. However, he did find one thing in common among all these people, and that was an emphasis on what we call sacred foods. These were foods that were particularly dense in nutrients and that were considered very important for pregnant women and growing children. And they are the very foods that we are told are dangerous and we shouldn't eat. They were animal fats. They were butter and cream from grass-fed animals. They were organ meats, real big emphasis on organ meats like liver, kidneys, blood, brain, marrow in these cultures. And we know the science tells us these types of foods are 100 to 1,000 times more nutrient-dense than meat. Big emphasis on certain types of seafood such as shellfish, fish eggs, fish heads, fish livers, and fish liver oil. Many cultures highly valued fish liver oil. So these sacred foods are a big focus for us, and we particularly promote the butter, the fats, and organ meats from grass-fed animals, because when the animals are on grass, they'll be much richer in nutrition. So the Weston A. Price Foundation was set up in 1999. We publish a journal. We keep track of the latest research. We try to present that to the...
Okay, Sally. We can,
hang on. Doctors and laymen so they can understand it.
Okay, yeah. We can finish this on the other side of the break, and it seems like... if that's Weston Price, if that's the belief system for people who subscribe to the Weston Price type diet, they should be able to obtain those foods. But we both know it hasn't always been that easy, and we're going to get into the founding of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund after the break. You're listening to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Well, I never felt more like crying all night.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. We will be taking calls later in the show when the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Okay, our special guest tonight is Sally Fallon Morrell, the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, more than any other individual, the one responsible for starting up the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Sally, when did you first start getting the idea in your mind for an organization like the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund?
Well, two things happened, Pete. Here we were out there promoting nutrient-dense pasture-raised animal foods, promoting raw milk, another wonderful nutrient-dense food. And we have a whole system of local chapters that were helping people find the farms that were raising food this way, find the farms providing raw milk, raw cheese, pastured eggs, et cetera, et cetera. And so the demand for these foods was growing, and two things happened. First of all, we started to get calls from farmers who needed some legal help. They were getting hassled by their state government or the federal government, and all of a sudden we found ourselves trying to do something that, first of all, we didn't know much about, and secondly, that was not in our mission statement. It was not in our mission statement to provide legal defense. But we could see that this was very much needed. Secondly, one of our board members who was a homeschooler, even previous to this, had said to me, Sally, you know, I think we need a legal defense fund for these small farmers, just like the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. So these two things kind of got us thinking that this is what we needed, a farm to consumer, a legal defense fund for farmers involved in direct sales, pasture-based farming, raw milk production, artisan production. So the next thing was to figure out how to do this. And just as the Homeschool Legal Defense Association was founded by an attorney, I thought, well, the first thing we need to do is find the attorney who can help set this up and spearhead these efforts, who has the knowledge and so forth. And I looked for, actually I looked for 2 years, meanwhile getting more and more calls from farmers that we really couldn't help much with. And I finally mentioned this to Gary Cox. I was in Ohio. Gary had represented a farmer who had a cow share program, very successfully represented this farmer, and I mentioned it to him. I said, I'm looking for an attorney to help us set up this organization. He said, I'd love to do that. I could see that he was very competent. And so there we had a good, practicing attorney. And, of course, the next person who came to my mind was you, Pete, because you had, very helpfully compiled all the laws about raw milk in the various states. We've been working together for a while. You really had a tremendous amount of background knowledge on contracts and farmer rights. So there we had it. We had the two pillars that we needed, and we had some other wonderful volunteers such as Taryn Meikle.
Who was our first president.
Yes, Taryn was our first president. So we launched this on July 4th, 2007, at a farm in Pennsylvania. We had 300 or 400 people there and a big picnic. And since then, I mean, it was really the 11th hour, Pete, because since then, you and Gary and everyone else have been extremely busy. I mean, it was not a moment too soon to provide this legal defense. What I want to say here, though, is that to make this work, we need tens of thousands of members, just like the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They have 1 million members, and no one messes with homeschoolers anymore. They don't want to mess with that Legal Defense Association. And this is more than anything else, more than legislation, more than, killing legislation or getting the Tester Amendment. What we really need to level this playing field is tens of thousands of members to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. So that means not only every farmer doing this, and there must be tens of thousands of those, but every consumer of the farmer's foods. I really think if you really want these foods, you need to be a consumer member of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Yeah, I don't think people necessarily realize just how that the access to these foods is not guaranteed at all.
It's very much in jeopardy. It's very much in jeopardy, and just as if you were homeschooling and you wanted to be able to have 24-hour legal help if social workers or whatever came to your house, you need that same thing for keeping your food rights.
Right. And the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund has done a great job, but I just, in my view, we need support even more than they do, because I think food rights is a tougher nut to crack, really. When you're talking about Monsanto and Cargill,
you're talking about some pretty powerful forces.
Some pretty powerful lobbies. The National Education Association is powerful, but I don't think they're on the level of Monsanto and Cargill.
That's right. Yeah.
But anyway, you mentioned before earlier that we will raw milk. We'll be getting into that and the legal defense. After the break. You're listening to the Republic Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Department of Consumer Legal Defense.
Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. We have a special guest on tonight, Sally Fallon Morrell, president of the Weston A. Price Foundation and board member, and more than anyone, the founder of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We'll be taking calls at 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Sally, before the break, you were talking about this raw milk case Gary Cox litigated in Ohio. Basically, almost all the cases we are currently litigating have to do with raw milk. Why is this such a contentious issue when this food has been around for thousands of years and somehow civilization has survived?
Yes, right. It's a contentious issue because the FDA is adamantly opposed to raw milk. Most food safety people, vets, and anyone involved in this have been propagandized from the beginning of their education that pasteurization is necessary for safety and it's the greatest health initiative that's ever happened in the world. But most of these people don't realize that the real reason for pasteurization is to be able to consolidate the industry, to have control over the dairy farmer and to dictate prices to the dairy farmer. So they adamantly opposed raw milk, and at the same time, well, what the Weston A. Price Foundation did was dig out all the old research and show people that actually raw milk is much, much healthier, easier to digest, it's much better for babies, and can cure a lot of diseases. Raw milk is a magic food, and when you pasteurize it, that magic goes away. So thanks to our efforts and those of other groups as well, the demand for raw milk is literally exploding, as you know, Pete.
Right.
And when we started in 1999, there was just maybe one page of sources of raw milk, and now the sources covers, I mean, it's in the thousands. And so people have started to, in states where raw milk is illegal to sell, people have found creative ways of obtaining raw milk, not by buying it, but by owning a cow and leasing the, and having a contract with a farmer to milk the cow for them. And these are called cow share programs. You have farm share, cow share, and so forth, or private farm clubs. These are all ways of allowing consumers to get milk privately, one way or another. And, of course, the government doesn't like these. And this has been the type of cases that have gone to court to protect our rights to have foods that we already own, in a sense.
You spoke of FDA earlier. As you know, we filed a lawsuit 23 years ago. FDA issued a regulation banning raw milk for human consumption in interstate commerce, hurting people in the 20-some-odd states where the sale of raw milk is illegal, and possibly preventing them from going across state lines to obtaining that product in a state where it is legal. That's something we're contesting right now. But I want to get to their reply to our the complaint we filed challenging this interstate ban. They made comments like such as, and this is right out of their reply, there is no absolute right to consume or feed any children any particular food. There is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to foods of all kind. Plaintiff's assertion of a fundamental right to their own bodily and physical health is unavailing because plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to obtain any food they wish. There is no fundamental right to freedom of contract. What was your reaction when you saw that those statements or heard of those statements made by FDA?
Well, it's something we've always suspected, that this is what they really believe. They do not believe we have these fundamental rights. You know, we've heard people in FDA saying that they don't have to follow the Constitution. So what surprised us was that they were so blunt about it in this document. They didn't beat around the bush. They said, you do not have these rights. You do not have the right to food. You do not have the right to health. You don't have the right to give healthy food to your children. And this is really, it really woke a lot of people up, Pete, as you know, to what's going on and what we're up against. And you can't just reason with people like this. This is why having a very strong legal defense fund is so important.
Right.
Because these people are not going to be nice to you. And you have to take these cases to the courts.
As you know, FDA has also made statements such as raw milk should not be consumed by anyone at any time for any reason.
Right.
Raw milk is like playing Russian roulette with your health.
Right.
And you've actually tried to attend conferences. One in particular I have in mind was where FDA was supposed to be attending the same conference. This one, I guess, was a year or two ago in Virginia. Tell us what happened at that conference.
Yes, this was a conference on food safety. It was the International Association of Food Protection. It's a very large organization that works on food safety, and they had a special conference on raw milk safety. And John Sheehan, head of the FDA, head of milk and dairy, dairy and egg safety at the FDA, who's a very elusive character, and we can never confront him with anything. Well, he was supposed to be the speaker. So we signed up to go. I went, Michael Schmidt from Canada, some folks from our office, David Gumpert, the journalist, went, and we signed up, and we get there, and lo and behold, Sheehan has canceled, and he and the 12 people from FDA who were slated to attend did not attend.
And so Sheehan was supposed to be the main speaker at the conference, wasn't he?
He was the keynote speaker. So it was a very interesting conference because we got them to let down their guard a little bit. We heard their arguments, but they heard our arguments. And we also arrived with a carton of raw milk, which we drank during the conference.
Right.
But really very interesting that this is not something for discussion. This is absolute dogma with FDA. They don't want to be drawn into discussion. And in fact, the FDA prepared a presentation on how dangerous raw milk was, and we just picked this document apart and showed all the flaws, showed that the pasteurized milk is actually more dangerous. There's been more outbreaks, more deaths, more illness from pasteurized milk. We totally debunked their argument that there's no health benefits to pasteurized milk. So they're just sort of silent about this now, because whenever they do something official, we pick it apart.
Did they ever respond to your rebuttal, Sally, the PowerPoint you posted?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. By the way, Pete, all of these documents, if you go to realmilk.com, this is a website run by the Weston A. Price Foundation. A campaign for real milk is a project of the Weston A. Price Foundation. You will find a very large PowerPoint with a lot of good references about raw milk. You'll find our reply to the FDA. You'll find our replies to a number of people who've written articles demonizing raw milk.
Right. I just think on raw milk is just the centerpiece food of the local food movement for a number of reasons. I mean, it's where you see the difference between commodity agriculture and direct marketing. I mean, we both know if you're in the commodity milk system, you might get a buck and a half to $2 a gallon, if you're selling raw milk, retail raw milk direct, you can get $5 to $6bucks in some areas of the country, maybe as high as $15 selling it direct.
Right.
So it just I think we both called it a gateway to small farm prosperity. And
here's another thing about raw milk, Pete. For some people with small children, it is a life-saving food. We've had so many stories of babies who are not thriving, who are throwing everything up, who have terrible rashes, or children with intractable behavior problems, learning disabilities, all these things resolving and clearing up when they put them on raw milk. So for some families, raw milk is just an absolute necessity, and that creates a lot of passion about this food. So it's a food people get very interested in, we get a very strong defense for raw milk.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if a consumer going across state lines to purchase raw milk for the family and going across to their home state and consuming it is a violation of the law, then really in this country we see thousands of acts of civil disobedience. Just the struggle over food rights has been compared to the civil rights movement of the 60s. What's your take on that?
Yes, well, actually, I'll go further back. The 1700s was the century for political rights. The 1800s was the century for women's rights. The 1900s was the century for civil rights, and the 21st century is the century for food and farmer rights. That's going to be the big flashpoint for the next few decades. Maybe hopefully it'll resolve quickly. If we can get enough consumer support and funds for legal defense, it will resolve fairly quickly.
I'm the eternal
optimist, I guess.
Well, so am I. But how do you see this playing out? Do you see once these laws are established, which legalize the sale of raw milk, that other things such as the right to slaughter on the farm?
Yes, we would like to see that. I think the first real battle is raw milk, defending raw cheese production. And yes, in the long term, what we want is farm-to-consumer sales unregulated. So you can slaughter animals on the farm, you can make bread on the farm, you can make pickles on the farm, and the consumer is the regulator. The consumer sees the farm, comes to the farm to get these products. I see the future of food as being the farm is almost like a little village, with several families working together to produce these families, selling them at an on-farm store, and making a very comfortable living doing so, with extremely loyal customers. And I do think we are going to separate into two food systems, an industrial food system and an artisan food system.
Yeah, and I know you've said in your talks before that the countryside needs to be repopulated, and that you thought it was the mandatory pasteurization laws that led to the depopulating of the countryside in the first place. Just pointing out again the critical importance of legalizing raw milk sales. Can you get into that a bit?
Yes, well, you know, our rural life has been depleted. We have all these burnt-out towns all over the country with people who remain in poor health and ignorance and, you know, working for the industrial agriculture system at minuscule wages. So all the wealth and prosperity has, like, the cities are like a big, giant sucking sound. And there are many factors that have caused this peak, but I think number one is mandatory pasteurization, which took away from the farmer the number one value-added food for the farmer and a food that everybody buys. So it's a tremendous source of income from the farmer. And basically, over time, the farmer became impoverished because instead of getting a decent price for this milk, he was getting a price that didn't even pay for his expenses. I understand now that farmers, lose money on, it's like it could be up to $4 a day or $4 per hundredweight. No, I've got that wrong, but they're losing money on every cow they milk.
Don't talk about this as much as we should, but the states that have legalized the sale of raw milk have not, most of them, with just a couple of exceptions, have not also legalized the sale of other value-added products like yogurt.
And butter and cream, too. And these are very important sources of income for farmers. So this is all in the future. We really see a vibrant, local, farm-based economy where farmers can sell all of these products, raw milk, raw cheese, raw cream, raw butter, raw yogurt, as well as eggs, poultry, and meat, and artisan food products.
Right. You mentioned earlier that FDA has been going after raw cheese, especially this Estrella Creamery. There are two cases here. One is Estrella Creamery in Washington. The other is Morningland Dairy in Missouri. The Estrella Creamery seems to be they both are, but with the Estrella creamery. You're talking about an artisanal cheesemaker that has both won awards domestically and internationally, and highly regarded. So once we get back after the break, we're going to go into the Estrella and Morningland cases and Sally's views on how or why FDA has suddenly started to go after raw cheeses. We've known they've always wanted to move back the aging requirement, but recently they seem to be taking much stronger action against artisanal cheesemakers. Okay, you're listening to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. We will be taking calls, and the number is 800-313-9443. Back after the break.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. We will be taking calls after the next break. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back with our special guest, Sally Fallon Morrell. president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and more than anyone responsible for starting up the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Sally, before the break, we were talking about these enforcement actions in these artisanal cheese cases. For the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen a number of actions against raw milk producers, but this year seems to be the first time there have been major actions taken against raw cheesemakers. What's your view on what is going on here?
Well, I think a couple of things are going on. First of all, FDA has not been very successful with the raw milk, with going after raw milk. Now, as you know, raw milk is regulated by the states, and the FDA has to get the states to go after raw milk. And as try as they may to limit raw milk, the exact opposite has happened. It's become more available, and more people are drinking it. And we have established the right to provide raw milk one way or another in many states. So I think that's one thing. I think they've just sort of hit a brick wall on the raw milk. Secondly, correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, but I believe FDA has a little bit more power when it comes to raw cheese to dip in, more power than they have for raw milk. And thirdly, I think that there's a lot more money in cheese. I think that the people who are drinking raw milk are people who are not going to drink conventional milk no matter what, who haven't been able to drink conventional milk. But the cheese is starting to hurt. It's actually starting to hurt the industry because it's a big deal. People are eating more of it, and they're taking away profits. They're taking away sales of one of the most profitable foods on the planet.
Right. Do you think FDA's running into a buzzsaw going after artisanal cheesemakers such as the Estrellas, given all the well-to-do people who like their
lunch? I certainly hope so, and that buzzsaw is the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Yeah. It's we all know how these state agencies have used Listeria to shut down raw milk producers in states like New York and Pennsylvania, and there are no reports of any illness attributed to the dairy that shut down. It seems like with the raw cheese, the stakes are a little bigger. Number one, raw cheese has a bigger shelf life, and number two, there's probably a lot more product out there and around different parts of the country. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and I think more people consume raw cheese than consume raw milk. And what the FDA is doing is this no tolerance policy. They find Listeria, which is easy to find. If you do enough tests, you're going to find it no matter where you look, in the cleanest place in the universe. It's not necessarily harmful. Most strains are benign. And the cheese is not making people sick, but because they have found one swab that contains bacteria, even if it's behind a light switch, they are using that to really put these people out of business.
Right. Yeah. Okay. This is the Food Rights Hour brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We'll be back after the break.
It's true.